proclamation number 8327 dated the November 12th, 1962. The soul's union with its spirit. I reveal myself to you humans in the most simple and understandable way, for my words are not solely intended for the intellectual person but for all who desire the truth, even if they do not possess a keen intellect. However, I speak to them in a way that they can understand, and therefore I avail myself of a plainly spoken person, who can also be understood by everyone when he speaks to them from person to person, because then I will work through my spirit if he takes part in spiritual conversations. When my word is therefore conveyed to earth, it also happens in a way that the contents of my revelations are clear and understandable. And thus every person will be able to understand that the process of the spirit's apostasy consisted of the fact that they rejected my illumination of love, my spirit of love, and that the return to me also consists of the fact that they will voluntarily accept my illumination of love again, that they thus must unite themselves with my spirit once more. The union with my spirit takes place when the divine spark of love, which is placed into every person as my share, gets kindled into a bright flame which incessantly strives towards me, the primal fire. Then the fallen original spirit will have become its fundamental element again, and this consciously. For even after its apostasy from me, it remained my strength, because my emanated strength of love cannot cease to exist. Hence the return to me can only be achieved consciously, and this requires free will, which is return again to the previously constrained being as a human who must subsequently use it correctly. The original being certainly takes the path of return in an unconscious state, dissolved in countless tiny particles, while it is bound within the creations of Earth. This return is an act of grace on my part, because I want to help the extremely deeply fallen being to reach the point again when it can receive its free will back. But then the unity of the spiritual spark with the eternal Father Spirit must take place if the final return is to be accomplished. The original spirit, which travels the earthly path as a human soul, will remain distant from me for as long as the human being is without love, for I have also given him a spark of love which he must first ignite before a union with the Father Spirit can be accomplished, for only love can achieve this union, and love must voluntarily be practiced by a person, which also makes the illumination of my strength of love possible, and the being becomes again what it was in the beginning. The soul is a fallen original spirit. Consequently, when it is said that the soul unites with its spirit, then the latter should always be understood as the spirit of love from me, which the original spirit once rejected and thereby closed itself to all illumination of love. As a human being, the soul, the once fallen original spirit, carries a tiny spark of divine spirit within itself, but it must voluntarily acknowledge it, which it consciously does when it opens itself to my illumination of love and thereby becomes lovingly active itself. Thus it is the spirit within itself, and it is its earthly task to let itself be influenced by this spirit, which will always result in the fact that the person will practice love and through love unite with me, since I'm the eternal love itself. Hence the soul unites itself again with its spirit. The original spirit no longer reacts negatively towards me and my illumination of love. Instead, it consciously strives towards me. It wants to be illuminated by me, and every distance between us is abolished. It is the same divine original being again which originated from me, and after its voluntary apostasy also voluntarily returned to me again, except that it has become my child, which I was unable to create because it required the created being's free will to become supremely perfect. Thus it deified itself voluntarily and can now create and work with me in supreme beatitude and free will, which, however, is the same as mine, because a perfect being cannot want and think differently than Roman one, as I am the most perfect spirit in infinity. Amen.